This is the Composer's Datebook for May 21st. I'm John Zeck. In the 13th century, St. Thomas Aquinas penned some Latin verses, a hymn in praise of the Holy Sacrament of the Last Supper, in which bread and wine are mystically changed into the body and blood of Christ. Aquinas' Latin text begins, "Pange lingua gloriosi," or "Sing, my tongue, the Savior's glory." Aquinas' words have been sung to a melody much older than his text, possibly derived from a Roman marching song or even an earlier Hebrew chant. On May 21, 1983, this ancient text and tune underwent yet another transformation at the hands of American composer and jazz man Dave Brubeck when his Pange Lingua Variations for Chorus, Jazz Ensemble, and Orchestra had its premiere at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Sacramento. In Brubeck's setting, each stanza is sung first in original Gregorian chant style, followed by a variation. Brubeck said, "I searched for the meaning of each stanza and tried to convey that thought musically, so that each variation is a miniature meditation." The third variation, taking its cue from the music that was possibly a Roman marching tune originally, is given an appropriately martial treatment by both the chorus and jazz ensemble. While jazz fans around the world associate Brubeck with the sophisticated chamber jazz he worked up in the 50s and 60s, many church musicians also know Brubeck as the composer of many oratorios on sacred themes, which often incorporate jazz elements into their scoring. For more on the sacred and profane works of Dave Brubeck, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.